This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center is on the other side of the glass, so we always appreciate his help and heart. Yes, he's over there. He's there. You can give him applause either now or later. He does a super job. And he's why the podcast will be loaded on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere shortly after our interview. In the studio with us now, Sarah Kelly is back, so it must be time for the Lewisburg Arts Festival. Welcome aboard. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I was driving through Lewisburg yesterday, and I was at Elizabeth's restaurant and saw the blossoms in the tree and the numbers on the road.
That's right. Even though it is 25 degrees and snowing from yesterday, it will be beautiful, and we'll be ready to be outside. For the first time in 3 years, we're back.
And your spray paint's not going to wash off in the next 70-some hours?
Okay,
well, fantastic. I thought, geez, the spray cans were probably freezing up while you were trying to use those. And we have a new guest with us today. Della Hutchison is with us. She's a co-chair of the Lewisburg Arts Festival. But you tell us, you've been involved in the Arts Festival for a long time. Tell us about that.
I have, Mark. Thanks for having us. We're really grateful to be able to talk to all of your listeners about the great things that we're doing. I have been a member of the Arts Council since 1990 and still going strong, just loving it and happy to do whatever we can to help bring the arts to our community.
Well, thank you so much for all you've done over the years. I just think there's thousands and thousands of hours goes into every year, and year after year after year, mm-hmm. It's really a spectacular go-to event. And Sarah, we'll get a comment from you both, but I'll start with Sarah. This idea, we're in person again. We got a lot of pent-up art demand about to happen.
It's clear that all of the vendors we've talked to, food vendors, artist vendors, artisanal food vendors, even the people who do the traffic detours in the toilets are very excited that this is happening again. I think people are really, really ready for it. And we've planned for all of the events for the Celebration of the Arts, which is actually a two-week event. The festival is the kickoff event. All of that will be outdoors. So even if the numbers do continue to rise just a little bit, I think people will feel safe and comfortable being outside.
Well, we're seeing a lot of folks masking in a lot of different places, and I think you're going to see that on Saturday mm-hmm. the 30th, to be clear, not this coming Saturday, but Saturday the 30th. You're going to see folks masking. You see it at the store and at the businesses in town. And so lots of folks here in the station, you see masks in the building here from time to time, folks just being extra careful.
But outdoors will be fine.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
We should be in good shape there. All right. We're going to talk about the Lewisburg Arts Festival now. So let's get a quickie overview. It doesn't technically start on the 30th. I guess Friday the 29th is the first event. Is that always the case?
That's been the case, but those have traditionally been our indoor art exhibits, so those we are not able to do this year. So actually this year, for the first time probably in 50 years, the Lewisburg Arts Festival really is the kickoff for the Celebration of the Arts.
And when you say the Lewisburg Arts Festival, you mean the Downtown Market Street Festival?
That's right.
With vendors.
Right. So all of Market Street from Front Street to 7th Street is completely closed off. There's a big detour for cars and trucks going around, and it is lined with 100 artists, all juried artists, and 15 artisanal food vendors we have this year. We have 3 food courts. So even though people who have driven through Lewisburg in the last couple of years know that Hufnagel Park has been under construction for several years and will continue to be all spring, we're getting a great new rail trail, we're getting a wonderful playground, we're getting better flood control, we're getting a new bathroom. So it'll be good, but we don't have access to it. But we've been able to relocate all the food, so there is still food for everybody, and we have entertainment at the Post Office Square.
So that's normal.
A lot of normality in the Arts Festival this year. Yes.
Where are the food courts? I always think of the one in Hufnagel Park as the go-to one. Where are the 3 now?
They're going to be on South 6th Street. So next, on the other side of the creek, and the other side of the park, at the M&T Bank parking lot. And there will be a small food court on North 3rd Street. So across the street from all the entertainment, that's going to be all next to the post office, and then across the street will be a food area. as well as, again, because of some relocation, we're having what we call Interactive Alley. So the Ashburn's Animals will be in a parking lot across the street from Graham's Restaurant in the parking lot next to Cherry Alley. And we have a caricature artist, a professional face painter, and Air Weaver, the balloon artist, will be there, as well as a chance to see all of the murals on the buildings that are in Cherry Alley. So that's all part of the Interactive Alley.
And the Children's Museum will be doing a hands-on activity, Nebula Spin Art, and that will be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it's all free, so we're hoping that folks will stop by and just enjoy the day and enjoy looking at art, enjoy buying art.
Well, Graham's thanks you for putting the whole arts festival with them at the very middle of everything.
Right.
So thank you. That's what
we have to thank all the businesses in downtown. We could not do this without the businesses in downtown Lewisburg. Many of them are sponsors. Some of them are vendors. Actually, one of the food court vendors on 3rd Street is going to be All Star Bagel, so you can go inside or outside and still get what you want for breakfast. They will have, many of them will have things outside their front door. They're having sidewalk sales, and it's just a wonderful partnership that we've created. And I have to give Della a lot of credit. She's the one who walks up and down the street and talks to every business owner in downtown to make sure they know what's going on.
Well, I used to think of some noteworthy places where there was always grumbling about this, but most vendors embrace it in the end and say, oh my gosh, you know, this is a, you know, 5,000 people walking in front of my store. What am I going to do? Is that what it is
now?
Yeah,
we think it's 10.
Wow.
And I do have to give a shout out to the businesses, because when I was walking up and down the street and popping into every store to just remind them, hey, it's happening, and don't forget parking is wonky, and all of those good things, you know, the reaction I got was overwhelmingly, hooray! So it was really gratifying to get that reaction, you know, because you just never know.
I used to listen to Owen grumbling until afterward. He said, well, actually, I sold out of my new print of this or that, or got six framing gigs or whatever it was, and then of course that kind of softened a little bit. You say art. Oops, please.
I was going to say, in restaurants, for restaurants, you would think that they would be upset to have three food courts in downtown. It's their biggest business day of the year.
Sure. Well, yeah, 10,000 people. They couldn't all go to the courts even if they wanted to. And you said 15 artisanal food courts. That's traditional. That it's not just you know, cotton candy, although you might find that, I guess, potentially. But you really seek vendors that kind of offer something a little bit different.
Right. And the difference for a lot of people, they don't understand the difference between artisanal food and regular food. But the regular food we think of as something you actually eat while you're here at the festival. The artisanal food is what you take home. So maple products or salsas or local wine dips. I mean, all kinds of things. It's amazing the creativity that there is in all different forms of art. And food and culinary arts are one of those, and we can showcase that as part of the festival.
And that's juried as well. So,
yes.
Okay. So there is, that starts on the 30th. The whole festival starts on the 30th. What time of day does it start?
It goes from 10 to 5, but our shuttle buses, and Della mentioned wonky parking, don't try to come and park downtown. Really, we have two shuttle buses that are sponsored this year by the Susquehanna River Valley Visitors Bureau, and the parking will be at the Visitors Bureau. Most people will think of that as the old country covered lot, so there's plenty of parking there. Park there, take the free shuttle buses. They will start at 9:30 and run through 5:30. We have four stops downtown, including both ends of Market Street where the artists are. So you can buy things, take the bus home, put it back in your car, come back, do some more, come in and out, and you never have to try to park downtown.
Yeah, buy some big paintings, then go back for more.
You bet.
That's sound advice if I ever heard it. Okay, so the shuttle buses start there, and 10 to 5 are the hours, so
right.
I think that's important. Well, the Arts Festival in the downtown is the kickoff, so walk us through some of the many events as much as you can here. We only have about 3 minutes left, but we'll get to as many as we can, Della.
Great. So, as Sarah said, the kickoff is Saturday, April 30th, with our arts festival, 10 to 5. The following day, starting at 6 a.m., we have photo tours of the nature trails at the Dale Engel Walker property, which is about a mile and a half west of Lewisburg off of Route 192. And those photo tours will happen every hour, starting at 6 a.m., all morning long. We also have one scheduled at 1 o'clock and then one at 6 o'clock for those who don't like to get up early. In addition to the nature hike tours, we also will be having our plein air day, which I'll be talking about tomorrow, so I don't want to say much about that. But anybody who wants to come and draw, sketch, paint on the property is welcome to do that. And those who participate in the activities on May 1st will be invited to enter their work that they create that day or that they start that day. They'll be invited to enter their work in our art show that we hold at the public library in June. So even though the celebration happens in April and May, we keep it going into June, all through the month of June at the library. So that's on Sunday, May 1st. And then on Saturday, May 7th, we have our workshop weekend. We have three different workshops happening downtown Lewisburg. All are free, all courtesy of Bucknell University. So we're so grateful to them for sponsoring all of the workshops. We have at 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, May 7th, we have a Get Up and Get Moving workshop with Kelly Knox, who is the head of the dance department at Bucknell University. We also have an urban sketching workshop that is actually filled, but we're starting a wait list, and we'd love for folks who are interested in urban sketching to please register, even though it's filled, because you never know when a spot may open up. And we also have, new this year, an interesting partnership. We're working with the Shade Tree Commission to have a tree trimming workshop. This is the time of year that your trees are starting to bloom, and they're going to give you advice on how to keep those trees blooming year after year after year. So that's pretty exciting. We're really happy about that.
We're going to find out how Steve Beattie got his job in the first place. Mm-hmm. I've always facetiously questioned his qualifications, but he's eminently qualified. So, well, we got to stop there. LewisburgArtsCouncil.com, the go-to place. All the information is there. A brief additional remark. We just have a moment left, Sarah.
Just check out the website and our Facebook page, because we didn't even get to events happening the last weekend, where we'll have a lot more chance for people to participate in the arts, learn about the arts, watch the arts, hear the arts, feel the arts. It's every bit of the arts we are showcasing for 2 weeks. And taste the arts.
Taste and smell.
You're right.
The arts. Thank you so much. Sarah Kelly, we've talked to her a number of times, a co-chair of the Lewisburg Arts Festival, and Della Hutchinson, always associated with the Arts Festival in recent years, or recent decades, really, but now a co-chair of the Lewisburg Arts Festival.